The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Live from Memphis, Tennessee, on the banks of the mighty Mississippi, it's America's conservative blowtorch.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah.
You know, this story out of South Florida, right near Miami Beach, is just unbelievable. Unbelievable, ladies and gentlemen, and we're going to kick off the show by bringing you an update, and we're going to keep you updated on this breaking news story. It's just unfathomable that you would have a 12-story oceanfront condo just collapse in the middle of the night, and that's exactly what happened. Welcome to the Todd Starnes radio program. We are honored to have you with us today. As we have been mentioning, we are broadcasting from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention meeting in Dallas, Texas. At about 1:30 this morning, while you were sound asleep, just imagine you're sound asleep, and all of a sudden you hear this thunderous noise. The building, the apartment building, begins to shake, and the next thing you know, the entire building just pancakes one floor on top of the other into a massive pile of rubble. And that's what they're dealing with right now there in South Florida. They say apparently one person has been killed and a number of people have been injured. And Governor Ron DeSantis, just a few moments ago, said that they are bracing for very bad news. Now, our understanding is that 51 people are not accounted for. 51 people are missing. And we will keep you updated throughout today's show on what happened. But again, this is America, and something like this typically does not happen in our country because of the incredibly strong building codes. But clearly something happened here. This building was, built back in, 1981? So it certainly cannot, I mean, you're not talking about a pre-war building, which they have so many of in, say, New York City or Chicago, where you have buildings that were, constructed, in the 1800s that are still standing. So they've got the Red Cross out there trying to help people. They've already pulled 35 survivors out of the rubble. And one of the fire department spokespeople said, at this point, everybody who is alive has been pulled out of the rubble. And that is a heartbreaking bit of news for those people. So we're going to keep you updated. Again, there is video emerging of the actual collapse itself. And again, happened at 1:30 a.m. Eastern time. And we're going to post that on our live show blog over at toddstarnes.com. Folks, we have a lot going on around the country, and we've got some great guests coming up. Former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo is going to be here in just a few moments this hour of the program. He will be here, and he is fired up over what's happening in the military. Now, we have been very concerned about what the Biden administration has been doing to the rank and file of the military. And there are concerns among Senator Tom Cotton, who is a military veteran. You also have other representatives and lawmakers up on Capitol Hill who are equally concerned about the wokeness that is infecting our military. And they have problems with whether or not we are being weakened, whether the United States military is intentionally being weakened by the Biden administration. And we know this happened during the Trump years, or the Obama years. We know this happened during the Obama years. And Donald Trump had to spend pretty much the entire length of his presidency rebuilding the military and really instilling integrity in the leadership. You remember Barack Hussein Obama fired a number of very good and decent generals. There was also a crackdown on people who are of the Christian faith, and that has happened again. And now you have all of these military leaders out there saying that there's a problem in the military, that we have an issue of systemic racism in the military. I want you to hear General Mark Milley yesterday up on Capitol Hill, who caused a lot of heads to turn. Cut number 13.
First of all, on the issue of critical race theory, et cetera, I'll obviously have to get much smarter on whatever the theory is. But I do think it's important, actually, for those of us in uniform to be open-minded and be widely read. And the United States Military Academy is a university. And it is important that we train and we understand. And I want to understand white rage, and I'm white, and I want to understand it. So what is it that caused thousands of people to assault this building and try to overturn the Constitution of the United States of America? What caused that? I want to find that out. I want to maintain an open mind here, and I do want to analyze it. It's important that we understand that, because our soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines, and Guardians, they come from the American people. So it is important that the leaders, now and in the future, do understand it. I've read Mao Zedong. I've read Karl Marx. I've read Lenin. That doesn't make me a communist. So what is wrong with understanding, having some situational understanding about the country for which we are here to defend? And I personally find it offensive that we are accusing the United States military, our general officers, our commissioned, non-commissioned officers, of being, quote, woke or something else, because we're studying some theories that are out there. That was started at Harvard Law School years ago, and it proposed that there were laws in the United States, antebellum laws prior to the Civil War, that led to a power differential with African Americans that were three-quarters of a human being when this country was formed. And then we had a Civil War and Emancipation Proclamation to change it. And we brought it up to the Civil Rights Act in 1964. It took another 100 years to change that. So look it, I do want to know. And I respect your service, and you and I are both Green Berets. But I want to know. And it matters to our military and the discipline and cohesion of this military. And I thank you for the opportunity to make a comment on that.
Thank you, General.
So that was General Mark Milley, who is chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. And this guy is a raging leftist, and he exposed himself in these comments up on Capitol Hill yesterday. This, and by the way, what exactly is white rage that he was talking about? This white rage. This is unbelievable. The idea that he said that he wants to understand what white rage is. This is the first time I'm hearing of this kind of dialogue, this kind of wording. But this goes back to systemic racism, and that's what he was trying to lay down, the groundwork, the platform, to convince the military and the rank and file soldiers that the military is infested with systemic racism, that white people have a problem with rage. And then he talks about the thousands of people who assaulted the Capitol building on 1/6, which was simply not true. Those numbers are not even accurate. And for the record, those so-called people attacked and assaulted the White House or the Capitol building on 1/6 without any firearms, which the general conveniently left out. So I've got a lot to say about this today, and we're going to jump into this, because they are literally turning our military into a social engineering petri dish, ladies and gentlemen. And my question to you is, are you suffering from white rage? Do you believe that the military should be used to train soldiers, to train airmen, to train the military on critical race theory? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. The live show blog is up and running, and we're posting video of this condo as it was literally collapsing in the early morning hours just outside of Miami Beach, Surfside, Florida. We've got that video. It is jaw-dropping. We got to take a break. We'll be right back.
About to back up and bring it. It's Todd Starnes.
You know, one of the worst things about that credit card, folks, is the high interest rate. I know many of you are ready to pay off that credit card balance and start saving money, and I've got the perfect solution. Get a credit card consolidation loan from LightStream. Rates start at just 5.93% APR with auto pay and excellent credit. The rate is fixed, so it never goes up over the life of the loan. By the way, you can get a loan from $5,000 to $100,000 with no fees, no application fee, no origination fee, not even a transaction fee. And just for my listeners, if you apply right now to get a special interest rate discount, you can save even more. But the only way to get this discount is to go to lightstream.com/freedom. That's lightstream.com/freedom. LightStream.com/freedom. Subject to credit approval, rates range from 5.93% APR to 19.99% APR and include 0.50% autopay discount. Lowest rate requires excellent credit. Terms and conditions apply, and offers are subject to change without notice. Visit lightstream.com/freedom for more information. Yes, so we're watching this video of the condo collapse in Florida. Unbelievable. It just there was a surveillance camera that caught the exact moment of this giant building just collapsing, pancaking on top of itself. And at this early stage, they're still trying to now recover bodies, we presume, from the rubble here. It's just a huge pile of rubble like 9/11. I mean, that's exactly what it looked like when the buildings collapsed on 9/11. And they're telling us now 51 people unaccounted for. Governor Ron DeSantis says they're expecting some very, very bad news. I want to go to Tim from North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. And Tim has some insight into building inspectors in the Miami area. Tim, good to have you with us. So tell us what you know.
Hey, how you doing? I've lived there in Miami all my life and went through hurricanes, naturally, from 1960 on. But something had happened in the, mid to late 70s. The inspectors were all on the, most of them were on the take. We lived in Deerwood, right across from the Metro Zoo when Hurricane Andrew hit. And my sister lived in Country Walk, which is further west. But we all almost died because the construction was so shoddy, and I really would like Governor DeSantis to look into this more before more of it happens, because I can guarantee you it will happen. If you look at all the tapes and everything from Hurricane Andrew, it was very bad, and it was a very tough storm. But we all used to say if that storm went further north, just a further north into the city, there would be high-rise buildings down, and they're going to come down on their own, just like this one did. I promise you that.
Tim, I'm curious now, how do you know that there are shady things going on, and are you're saying that the construction companies, are they cutting corners? How do you know this?
Yes, because it was easy to find out in those days. My dad was an underground engineer, and I had a lot of friends of mine in construction, and it was proven. So then when we all tried to rebuild, the inspectors really busted our chops. I mean, bad. But just ask the governor to check into more of these buildings, because they are going to come down.
Well, this building, built in 1981. It's right there on the Correct. It's oceanfront condos. What, $700,000? I saw one report. So these are, it's, you know, again, it's an older building, but a pricey building. And clearly something happened, something catastrophic happened last night. We don't know if there was construction going on top of the building. There have been some reports of heavy machinery on the rooftop. We just don't know. But, Tim, I'm fairly certain they're going to get – I'm fairly certain DeSantis is going to get to the bottom of all of this. And if there are some shady things going down, people are going to have to pay a price. I mean, those were crimes committed.
That's correct. And we all threw a fit because our house has literally exploded. Now, mind you, all right, let's give credit where credit's due. The worst part is all of the lying during Hurricane Andrew. They said only 14 people died. You go into the Redlands, and there is a farm field full of Mexican immigrants dead. There was 18 in one field.
Well, Tim, I don't look. I want to stay focused on the issue at hand, which is a building that collapsed early this morning in Miami and or near Miami Beach. I'm not doubting what you're telling us, and I'm not surprised by what you told us about the shady business practices. Thank you for the call, though. And folks, if you do have family, you do have loved ones in that area, we'd like to know how they're doing, and what the latest information you guys are getting from South Florida. But a very, very horrible and tragic situation. And you say, well, Todd, what can we do? Well, right now you can offer a prayer for the people that are still trapped. And hopefully, just hopefully, there are still people alive under the rubble of that building. All right, let's get back to the phones. 844-747-8868. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina. Rita is on our brand new affiliate, WSIC. Rita, welcome to the show. And what's on your mind?
Well, thank you so much for having me. I want to give a big shout out to the military because I love them, and all this wokeness is just crazy. Both my children served, one in the United States Army with 5 tours in the Middle East, and my daughter was in the United States Navy as a CB. And from what I gathered from them and their experiences, the military isn't a democracy. It's supposed to follow a chain of command, and it's all voluntary, and anyone who joins knows that, and they respect each other, especially once they've graduated boot camp, regardless of race. And anyone who doesn't like somebody, it's usually because they just don't like them. It has nothing to do with what their color is. So I think all this wokeness and watering down of the military is a source of rage that they're creating.
Rita, I'm curious to know from your kids, are they still in the military? Are they out?
My daughter is out. She did 6 years as a CB, and my son did 5 tours in the Middle East, and he's out now after 14 years.
What are they hearing from folks maybe they served with? I mean, are veterans, are they talking about the wokeness that has crept into the military?
Well, my son more than my daughter. They just all think it's just a bunch of hooey and checking out your social networks, and just like that's not what the military is supposed to be out about. Like my son has talked about, like he was in the 101st Airborne for 7 years, and then he went to Fort Riley. One is a solid military base, and the other one is a progressive, socially correct place. So,
all right. Well, Rita.
Rita,
we appreciate the insight here, and thank you. You're a great mom, and you've got 2 kids serving our country. We thank you for that, and we thank you for their service. I want you to hang tight because we're giving all of our listeners who call in from WSIC and KWON. You guys are going to get a signed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit: Devotions with a Drawl. Just our way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. And this bit of breaking news just coming in. Apparently, New York State has become North Korea. We're getting word that Rudy Giuliani has his law license has been suspended. And he's done nothing wrong. There have been no charges made. He has not been arrested. He has not been formally accused. And yet the New York State, under the control of Andrew Cuomo, the brother of Chris Cuomo, Fredo, has suspended the law license of Rudy Giuliani. Folks, I'm telling you, there is you know what to pay if you were a member of the Trump administration or if you supported Donald John Trump. So look, we've got to take a quick break here. What are you hearing from your loved ones who are serving in the military? Has the military gone woke? 844-747-8868, our toll-free number. That's 844-747-8868. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo coming up next. Hi, this is Todd Stearns, and I want to talk to you about a very serious issue facing our country, court packing. It's the tool of left-wing authoritarians. Hugo Chavez packed Venezuela's Supreme Court with his socialist cronies and paved the way for his tyrannical regime. But now Joe Biden and America's socialist radicals want to pack our Supreme Court with four new liberal justices. Court packing isn't some policy idea to improve the courts. It's a coup. A coup to take away your constitutional freedoms and turn America into a socialist country. That's why First Liberty Institute, the largest legal organization in the nation dedicated to defending religious liberty in America, is doing something about it. First Liberty recently launched SupremeCoup.com to serve as a one-stop shop in the fight against court packing and to help patriots like you learn the truth about what's happening in our courts. But more importantly, there's a big take action button that you can click to do your part to stop the Supreme Court coup. If you want to defend our God-given freedoms and stop the left's court packing scheme, head over to SupremeCoup.com/Starnes. All right, welcome back to the Todd Stearns Radio Show, ladies and gentlemen. And we've been broadcasting all week from the Gaylord Texan in beautiful Dallas, Texas at the NRB. And we're very honored to have with us a great American patriot, the former Secretary of State of these great United States, Mike Pompeo. Mr. Secretary, good to
Todd,
have you with us.
Great to be with you.
My goodness. Wow. How does it feel to be in front of fans? Because you've got a lot of them here at NRB.
Oh, my goodness. It's so awesome to be around fellow Christian believers, people who are in the fight, understand the challenges that are being placed upon America today, but also know that the Lord's with us. And then we're gonna find our way through this if we work hard and keep praying.
And I know, you know, I mean, you're in the throes of it. You're on the front lines, and you get a lot of arrows flung your way. So it's nice to be, you know, able to be among people who really appreciate what you're doing and respect the mission you're on.
Yeah, it's a home game. It's good.
Love it. You had a chance to talk to folks here at NRB. What was the message that you brought to the broadcasters here?
Well, we spoke about the Middle East and the work that we did there. And then we spent a lot of time talking about religious freedom. And the focus was religious freedom and the work that we did abroad, but also keenly aware that the challenges that we face here in the United States, the threats to our freedom to practice our faith here at home, we saw them foursquare this last year when the Wuhan virus was visited upon our country, and the fact that we need to be vigilant and that the NRB and the folks who are working so hard to broadcast the truth around the world and here at home play a vital part in ensuring that those protections, those fundamental rights, the capacity for us each to worship in the way we choose, are constantly defended, and we don't run the risk that the left stamps this out here at home.
And really, it's the foundational freedom we have in this country, and that was such an important part of your work at the State Department, bringing in folks like Tony Perkins to fight that good fight. I think that's a strong message to the Christian community here in America.
Yeah, it was personal for me, but importantly, it was a central part of my role as well, my official role. When nations walk faith out of their decision-making process, you see this in secular countries across the world, tyranny often follows. So there is a practical import, apart from the moral and religious import. There's a practical import, keeping America safe, increasing prosperity around the world, reducing the risk that our soldiers will have to go fight somewhere someday. Religious freedom has an important is an important component of that. Countries that are more religiously free end up being less American adversaries. And so we were working really hard on that, in addition to trying to make sure that the work we did also supported people who were being persecuted around the world as well.
And yet it is also a significant issue here in this country as well. And not only religious liberty, but critical race theory in the military. West Point, Congressman Mike Waltz has been very, very concerned about teaching critical race theory at West Point. What say you?
Yeah, this is dangerous. Having as a graduate of West Point, as a veteran, but mostly as American, the idea that America was built on a racist premise is a secular notion that is truly dangerous. It strikes a dagger at the understanding that our founders had. And by the way, the secular left knows this. It's why they are pressing so hard on this front. You know, I saw comments made by General Milley yesterday in response to a question from a member of Congress. It might have been Congressman Waltz. I don't recall. And he said, well, I learned Marx. I've read about Marx. I'm not a communist. Fair enough. I have no problem reading a book by Abraham X. Kendi, but you can't teach it. You can't foist it. You can't force people to go sit in classes and talk about how there is this fundamentally systemic racist notion that is the very bedrock of our most important institutions, including our military. Now, these have to be places that understand that we're going to have a meritocracy. We're going to treat every human being the same because they're created in the image of God. And it's not about whether someone is permitted to read about something, but it's the value set that's being driven. And that's what we have to make sure never touches West Point or our military.
Well said. And I was very concerned about General Milley. Some comments he was laying out the groundwork for systemic racism in his defense of the question. And then he went on to talk about white rage and address. You know, where did that come from? It's you really do wonder what is the mindset and what are they trying to do in the military?
So I'm confident that America's military leaders, for the most part, get it. They know their mission set, right? It is to go out and be prepared when the State Department fails, which we try not to do. But when the State Department fails, to be prepared to defend our freedoms and to make sure that we are safe and secure at home. I think most military leaders get that. What we have to make sure is that this pervasive notion that the left is foisting upon us, that America is racist, that skin color determines how you think about race in the world, when in fact the Lord teaches us this very simple understanding about how one should treat every other human being. We have to make sure that is at the bedrock of our military institutions. When we do that, they'll choose good people to be our fighter pilots, our cyber warriors, our space experts, and America will continue to have the greatest military in the world.
Well said. And I know there are a lot of rank and file who are very concerned. According to Senator Tom Cotton, you know, they've set up that hotline, and the comments and concerns they've been getting, it's pretty disturbing.
You know, Todd, it was also, I mean, the attacks are legion. The president travels to Europe, and we've talked a lot about his visit to the G7. But don't forget his first stop. His first stop was he gave a speech to a bunch of military folks, soldiers, sailors, airmen, Marines. And in those remarks, he said that the most serious threat to American security is climate change. These are young men and women who've chosen to serve and to defend America, and to tell them that what they should have done is become a biochemist working on behalf of Greenpeace. Right? This is dangerous. Our military is designed for a function and a purpose, a powerful one, but a limited one. And when you have the commander-in-chief telling them that there's this secular left idea of putting climate as the highest moral importance, and not faith, and not our security. This is an awful long bridge.
You are a hopeful person. I mean, there's no doubt we're facing some difficult days, and hopefully 2022 we're going to be able to have a stopgap there. But you're still hopeful no matter what, and I'm curious why that is, and what is your vision? What do you see for America, and how do we fix what's broken right now?
I have two easy answers. First, I place an enormous amount of faith in Jesus Christ and the Lord. He is watching all of this. Second, I also know the history of the United States. We've been through terribly challenging times before. The revolutionary founding itself, our Civil War, the civil rights clashes in the 1960s. The list is long. The attacks now almost 20 years ago on us by radical Islamic terrorism. America's been through a lot. We are a resilient people, and I hear it and see it. When I am out traveling the country, Tonight I'll be helping a candidate here in Texas. I'll be in California this weekend helping the Republican Party be successful, taking back the House of Representatives. When I listen to people all across America, they can see this. They know this threat is upon us, and they are becoming energized and engaged in ways that I haven't seen them for an awfully long time. I'm optimistic. I think America's going to get it right.
No, I think they are, too. And I know you're still sort of, I guess, figuring out what the future holds. But the heartland has a history of raising up some and growing up some presidential candidates.
Yes, there have been a few. I know what's in store for me. I will be in this fight. We'll be working on this mission set. So long as the Lord gives me the capacity to do so.
Well, if you end up at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue and you need a press secretary, I can handle little Jimmy Acosta over at CNN.
If that were to happen, we would need that. God bless you.
All right. Mr. Secretary, thank you so much for dropping by. I know you're a busy man, and God bless you. We're excited you're here.
God bless you too, Todd. Thank you. So long.
All right, that was our interview just a few moments ago. We pre-recorded that with Secretary Mike Pompeo here at the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. A couple of takeaways from that interview. First of all, this man is certainly looking and sounding more and more presidential, statesman-like. And if 2024 is not his year, I would not be surprised if he runs maybe even in a later presidential cycle. But he certainly is talking the talk and walking the walk, and we appreciate that here on this radio program. And we certainly respect the Secretary's military service to our great country. By the way, so here's what we're going to do. We're going to reset here. We want to bring you up to speed on the latest coming out of Florida with the breaking news of the day. Also, we're going to get to your calls as well. You heard the secretary talking about his grave concerns about the infestation of critical race theory in the United States military. And I'm wondering from you, many of you have sons and daughters that are serving in the military. Some of you might be in the military right now. We'd like to know, what are you seeing? What are you hearing? Has critical race theory become a problem in the military? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Our live show blog is up and running, and we have video. And again, it is jaw-dropping and graphic video of the tower, the condo tower coming down in Florida. That is now posted on our website. I want to caution you, you see it all, and it is just something else to see. ToddStarnes.com, the website. Folks, you've been hearing us talk for quite some time about Mike Lindell. He was just on the show this week from here in Dallas, Texas, and we talk about how great Mike Lindell is doing as a business owner and what he is doing for this great nation, especially through MyPillow, putting thousands of our fellow citizens to work and standing beside them in some very difficult days and difficult times. And now it's time for us to stand alongside Mike. And not only is he a great patriot, but he puts out some of the best products in America, including that premium MyPillow. And I've got the queen size MyPillow, and Mike is going to offer you an incredible deal to get a queen size premium MyPillow, $40 savings. You're going to pay $29.98. That's $29.98. You're going to save $40. By the way, all MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like getting a full 8-9 hour sleep? Well, guess what? You can return the pillow in that 60-day money-back guarantee time span. All you need to do is go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio listener square and use the promo code, which is my last name, Starnes, MyPillow.com, promo code Starnes. You are going to get some deep discounts, not just on the pillows, but the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the mattress topper, the MyPillow towel sets, and of course, that incredible MyPillow doggy bed that little Merlot the Dalmatian just loves. So again, if you want to get some great savings, great deals, go to MyPillow.com, promo code Starnes.
Triggering microaggressions from coast to coast. It's Todd Starnes.
Bye. By now, you've all heard me talking about MyPillow and my good friend Mike Lindell. What an incredible product he has created for America. Those MyPillows never go flat. You can wash them, you can dry them as many times as you want, and they still maintain their shape. And you want to know why? Made in the good old U.S. of A. And now, for a limited time, Mike is offering his premium MyPillows for his lowest price ever. You can get a queen-size premium MyPillow for $29.98. The regular price, $69.98. That's a $40 savings. Kings are only $5 more. All MyPillow products come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So go right now to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, and use the promo code STARNS. You are going to get deep discounts on all MyPillow products, including the Giza Dream Bed Sheets, the MyPillow Mattress Topper, and the MyPillow Towel Set. Or you can call 800-839-8506 and use the promo code STARNS. Starts radio show. Good to have you with us on this very warm day here in Dallas, Texas. By the way, we were at a dinner last night with the guy who founded Patriot Mobile, which is an incredible phone company, and had a terrific time in a delicious Italian restaurant in Dallas. So we walked into the restaurant, and I guess it was about 80, 85 degrees, 90 degrees, whatever, around 7 o'clock. We wrapped up the dinner at 11 o'clock last night, walked outside. And I don't know how this was possible. It was actually hotter at 11 o'clock in Dallas, Texas than it was at 7 o'clock in Dallas, Texas. So thank the Lord for air conditioning. All right, let's go to the phones here, 844-747-8868. Let's go to Statesville, North Carolina, Travis on WSIC. Travis, what's on your mind?
Hi, Todd. First of all, I just want to know, I think you're doing a great spot here on WSIC in Statesville. We enjoy listening to you here.
Well, you're very kind to say that, Travis. We've had a good time this week talking to some of the great listeners, and we're going to have a good time there in North Carolina.
Awesome. Yeah, I just wanted to come on and kind of add to the conversation about the new training that's going on in the military. I served in the Navy from 2010 to 2014, and I still have a few friends that are still in. I keep in touch with them, and basically what I'm getting from them is the training is just, in a nutshell, just anti-white training, and some of them are vehemently against it, and others that previously were against it are kind of starting to side with it. Whatever's going on, it's surgical and meticulous, and it's kind of a change in mindsets, but what I have gotten overall is it's a breakdown of unit cohesion and a chain of command in the military, and that's never going to be a good thing.
Travis, I don't mean to be cynical, but my concern is that they're intentionally doing this, and by they, I mean the Democrats, are intentionally doing this to weaken the United States military. And if you do not have unity, then you're not going to be able to win wars. You're not going to be able to go in there and fight conflicts. That's what concerns me.
I agree 100%, Todd.
Travis, I will say this, it is not only is it anti-white, but I think it's also anti-black because, again, they are portraying people of color as being oppressed, as victims. So I think this whole critical race theory nonsense is meant to divide this nation. That's what this is ultimately all about, and we've got to stop it, and we've got to speak out ferociously against this, and I'm so glad to hear Mike Pompeo doing that earlier. Travis, here's what I want to do. I want to put you on hold. We'd love to send you a signed copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, just a way of saying welcome to the radio show, and we'd love to give you a holler. Give us a holler back one of these days. All right, let's put Travis on hold and go to Carlotta, Rhode Island. Carlotta, what's going on?
Oh, so much, Todd. I have to say, I've made a turn.
You've made a turn.
Yes, I really thought, oh, well, it's all over for the United States. I was one of the unwoke, like the undead, you know. And now I think the unwoke are becoming, they're waking up, but not but to a different truth. We will persevere. But what I really want to say, I have two things to say. Imagine Rudy Giuliani's heart today. Imagine this man's heart, how heartbroken he is. So, I mean, he loves the law and whatever. And I think that our grandchildren, just like we have founding fathers, we're going to have sustaining fathers in history. People who actually saved the nation at this critical time. And President Trump, Rudy Giuliani, Mike Pompeo, men like yourself, they're really going to go down as saving us. So he has a radio show at 3 o'clock on WABC. And I think if thousands of people would just call him, even if they don't get through, and leave this message, we appreciate what you're doing. We love you. Our heart is breaking for you and with you.
Carlotta, just very incredibly kind words. And I know that Rudy catches our show, and I hope he was listening, because I know he would be encouraged by what you said. We're going to have to skedaddle for a break. We've got to take care, Carlotta, but you take care of yourself. And we love hearing from you there in Rhode Island, fighting the good fight. Oh, by the way, Sheldon Whitehouse. We should have asked Carlotta about this. Sheldon Whitehouse, the senator up there, not only is he a member of one all-white club, but now apparently he's a member of two. I mean, geez, Lou, how many racists do they have up there in Rhode Island? Unbelievable. Folks, we've got a great, great show coming up for you. We're just getting started here in Dallas, Texas. Also want to remind you, the brand new book, we just got word, the thing is selling out all over the place. The only place you're going to be able to get the book now, for just for the time being, at our website, toddstearns.com. So you need to hurry up and get yourself a signed copy of our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. You can do that on the store, on the website, toddstearns.com. We'll be right back, folks.
Broadcasting coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee, it's Common Sense Conservative Commentary from Todd Starnes.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
All right. Hello, you beautiful people out there across America. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting from the NRB in Dallas, Texas. You know, Grace Baker, turn your microphone on. Something very funny just happened.
Uh-oh.
So as I'm announcing, hello, you beautiful people. You know, we're broadcasting in this giant hallway at the convention hall. Uh-huh. And they have the big speakers so people can listen to the actual show. And as I'm saying, hello, you beautiful people, some poor guy just walks by. That was a little awkward.
Love the timing.
But we're all beautiful, and he's walking by again. So we love everybody here at NRB, and we do have, and we're on the record. And actually, this is not scientific. This is scientific, because we've paid for the studies. And Grace, you can attest to this.
Yes,
that we do have the most beautiful and attractive audience in all of talk radio.
Yeah, I think we've done some thorough research on that. So
complete. I mean, we spent thousands and thousands of dollars on this research.
Yep. Instead of giving us all a raise, you were like, we got to figure out how beautiful our audience is.
And I'm telling you, Avery was so gracious. He's like, Todd, I do not want a raise. We've got to find out if we have a beautiful audience.
I can't say I had that option.
No.
Speak for yourself, Avery.
Well, we dealt with that with HR, so it's all good. Grace Baker.
Aren't you basically in charge of everything, though, Todd?
I can confirm that is the truth. Yes. Yes, I can. Hank, I've got more news to share with you, Grace, about the book, but I do want to welcome all this week. We always celebrate. We do a week-long celebration every new affiliate we get, and we have two this week, KWON, K1 in Bartlesville, Oklahoma. And also WSIC in Statesville, North Carolina. You folks calling in, if you make it on air, we're going to give you a signed copy of my brand new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with a Drawl. And the book really is about, you know, I had a chance to think about this, Grace, because it's hard. You know, a lot of people thought, oh, this is a recipe book. But it's really not. We do have some great recipes in there, some amazing recipes. But it really is, at the heart, this book is about Americans doing good things. And this is a book that is going to inspire you. By the way, Avery says he always welcomes a raise. I just got a text message from Avery. But this book is, it's really inspirational. And it's a reminder, no matter how bad things may be on the evening news, that at the heart of the matter, Americans are good and decent people.
Yeah.
And we share these stories in the book.
It's true. I mean, everyone, too, needs to be encouraged, especially right now with the way the news is. So.
And so this is launch week. And, you know, Fox refused to have us on the network to promote the book. Can you believe that?
I'm not surprised, Todd. Sorry.
But you know why? Because Fox News, I don't know if you knew this, but Fox, someone sent me a link to this. Fox News Channel all this week is celebrating Gay Pride Month. And so they have like the big rainbows and they're you know, promoting all the LGBT stuff. So I understand why they would not have me on to talk about the Daily Biscuit.
Yeah. I don't think it quite fits the look, Todd.
I get it. I will not take that personally. So all that to say, this is how we're promoting the book. And so we could use your help if you would just, you know, let your family know, hey, you got to check out this Biscuit book. But I got a message, and I got to read this to you, Grace Baker, just mere moments ago from the publisher, Simon & Schuster.
Uh-huh.
And they said, hi, Todd, great news. We've sold the entire first print run. By the way, the Irwin Singers are just like waltzing by. Dare I say frolicking.
No big deal.
they are frolicking. So Grammy winners. And hey, guys, good to see y'all. So, they said they love us. We love them. They're good people. They're good people. So anyway, let me finish reading this to you. So the publisher said, we've sold the entire first print run.
Wow.
So the only way, so, and they say they've put a rush on the next print run, and they've increased that print run by 50%. And they said the problem is it's going to arrive in about 3 to 4 weeks. So right now, literally, we backstocked at toddstearns.com. So we are the only place in America right now that actually has a copy of this book.
Man. So people better go grab their copy before it sells out on there, too.
Got to do it. And so if you go to toddstearns.com, go to the store, and we will sign the copy for you, and you'll be able to get it. But that's the only place in America right now that still has a copy of the book because they're sold out.
Yeah.
Which people love biscuits. What can you say?
Yeah, they're kind of popular.
Love biscuits. All right. Grace, last night I was someone sent this video to me, and we're going to play the audio. We had the video at toddstearns.com. And, you know, these people in the vaccines, they're really like, they're into this vaccine stuff.
Oh, it's kind of creepy.
It's bizarre.
Can I say it's almost like a fetish?
Well, it is sort of like a fetish. I'm not sure we're allowed to use that word at the NRB, but yes, it is a fetish.
Oh, no. Good thing I'm not there.
No, because your words just echoed down the cavernous hallway.
Oh, no.
We're broadcasting. So, I guess you could call it a fetish. These people are obsessed. So here is a gay men's corral. And when you see the video, it is incredibly stereotypical. And when I mean incredibly stereotypical, I mean the guys are doing jazz hands. We don't judge. I'm just describing the video as they're singing on a rooftop about getting a vaccine. Let's take a listen to the gay men's chorus. Clap your hands.
Vaccinate, make it a pointless. Vaccinate, get rid of COVID. Vaccinate.
Oh, my word. Grace.
I don't know what I just listened to, Todd. What is this?
It's super creepy. And they're all wearing black T-shirts with rainbow-colored words, proud.
Oh, my word.
And, you know, it was hard to hear some of the lyrics, but it's vaccinate, vaccinate, gets rid of COVID. But the problem is, this is an original song. And, shot in the arm, doesn't hurt at all. Oh, that's not true. Got to make time to go. Got to make time to go. Just a quick shot. I'm reading the lyrics here. Got to make it to the clinic. Now is the time.
That's just kind of creepy. I'm telling you, they're obsessed.
It's pretty weird. You got to watch this. And then they've got the whole, like, you know, 70s and 80s graphics going. So I don't know what that's a throwback to. And apparently there's some dude that looks like Mariah Carey, and he didn't shave, so that's why I'm assuming he's a dude. But there you go. But you have found, Grace Baker, as weird as that one is,
yes,
you have found something on the TikTok that is even weirder than that. What's going on here?
Well, okay, this isn't really, it's more of a cover song. They're covering someone else's song, but they came up with their own lyrics about the vaccine in a really freaky love song. And, you know, I saw this video that you were talking about, Todd, with these gay guys singing. I was like, well, there's more of this out there. So I had to share this one with you, too.
Let's listen.
If you want to hang with me, I'll give it to you easily. You just need to get that shot. Getting herd immunity is good for the community because biology is high. Antibodies now, antibodies wow. Keeping COVID at bay. If you're tired of wearing this, then listen to the scientists and sign yourself up today. You want to be with your baby, your new grandson, get vaccinated. You qualify. Get straight or bi, yeah. I got you, Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, even you, AstraZeneca, roll on up your sleeve, get vaccinated. You need Pfizer, Moderna, J&J, it's okay if it's AstraZeneca, roll on up your sleeve, get vaccinated.
Is it over?
Yes, you can unplug your ears now.
So, what is the line? Antibodies, wow.
Antibodies now, antibodies, wow.
You know what we're going to have to do, Grace? We're going to have to write our own song.
Okay.
To combat. So, what we're going to do, you know, I'm off tomorrow. I think what I'm going to do is, on Monday, we are going to perform our own song opposing the vaccine.
Can I be background lyrics? Like
you,
vocalist?
You know what? You and Avery can be the background singers.
Be like, ooh, and we'll be clapping just like those guys.
And
are
I
doing.
Think we're going to call it. We'll sing it to the tune of "Staying Alive," because that's what happens when you don't get the China virus vaccine. You actually stay alive.
Oh my gosh!
Unbelievable. All that to say, you folks out there, you guys are weird. Just weird. You vaccination freaks. I just don't get that.
I agree. I don't understand it.
And you're a little pitchy. I'm just telling you.
Yeah,
a little pitchy.
Yeah, that was rough.
Yeah, I'm no Simon Cowell, but I would be, I'm like, that's a no for me. That's
no for
a
me,
big
dog.
No. A no for me, dog.
As Randy Jackson would say.
All right, look, we've got to take a break here, folks. So when we come back, Nancy Pelosi has announced that she is going to launch a commission into what happened on January the 6th. And she's figured it out. She says that what happened on January the 6th is all about racism and white supremacy and xenophobia. And we want to hear from you about that. Do you believe what happened on January the 6th was really about racism? 844-747-8868. That's 844-747-8868. Grace Baker. Avery just sent us a note. He says he has agreed to be a background singer.
I saw this.
He says, I'm going to bring a tambourine and my mother's go-go boots.
Oh, please don't.
Wow.
Just leave the go-go boots at home.
This show has already taken an odd turn. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Todd Starnes.
You You know, it's interesting. They're going to disbar Rudy Giuliani, but Michael Avenatti still is able to practice law. Just so you understand what's really going on here, folks. I mean, this is a witch hunt, and they're trying to punish, they're trying to destroy anyone who supports Donald Trump. That's what's really going on here. So don't buy into all of this hooey that's out there. Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. Good to have you with us. Nancy Pelosi, just a few moments ago, announced a commission to investigate what happened on January the 6th. Let's take a listen. Do we have that audio? All right. We'll come back to Nancy Pelosi in just a moment. Let's go to the phones instead. 844-747-8868. Ronnie in North Carolina listening to us on WSIC. Hi, Ronnie. What's going on?
Hey, Mr. Starnes. Glad to talk to you. I was telling your screener that I'm sure you probably know it, but you've been on WSIC. Like, I think your show come on at 7 to 9 or 10, something like that. It was always great to listen to you. For a long time, I thought that's when your show was on. Took me a little while to figure out you were actually on primetime. And I just wanted to call and welcome you guys to primetime and welcome you to WSIC. I think it's great. I noticed, heard the other day, one of our local sick and tired patriot called in. He's a frequent caller to WSIC's, a lot of their local shows, and a lot of us on this station, we have the same values, think the same way, and we all line up with your thoughts, and we do appreciate you being here.
Well, that is a very kind thing for you to say, Ronnie. I appreciate that. And, yeah, we have been on SIC for a long time, and they carried us later in the evenings, and it was nice to be promoted to noon to 3 Eastern. So we are truly, truly thankful for that. And Ronnie, we want to do you a favor, and we would love to send you a signed copy of my brand-new book, Our Daily Biscuit, just a way of saying welcome to the neighborhood. So hang tight, and Grace Baker is going to get your information. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I want to go to Des Moines, Iowa. A weird story out there. There is a high school teacher, special ed teacher. Her name is Megan Gia. Megan Gia is a school teacher, a high school teacher at Des Moines East High School in Iowa. And she apparently has been incredibly triggered by the state's ban on critical race theory. Cut number 4.
Today is the first time our country has recognized Juneteenth as a national holiday. And yet I'm getting ready to go back to school in the fall. And my governor has put into place some ridiculous legislation that many governors across the country put into place, such as I can't teach anything divisive, I can't teach critical race theory, and I can't teach about racial equity. This is at all public schools, colleges, and universities.
So this woman is being funded by your tax dollars, ladies and gentlemen. Megan Gia, she is a high school teacher. And basically, she is triggered because she is no longer allowed to radically indoctrinate her students. Oh, by the way, she's also triggered by the Pledge of Allegiance. Cut number 5.
The other thing that my governor has mandated for next year is that every classroom, it's mandatory that we all have an American flag, and it is mandatory that we all do the Pledge of Allegiance every morning. You're going to be hearing from me a lot next year.
Wow. All I can say, moms, dads, Des Moines East High School, make sure your child is not in that woman's classroom. She has no business being around kids. She's not there to educate. She's there to indoctrinate. And we got to start rooting out these teachers and exposing them for who they really are. So I say good for the folks that are doing their homework and are investigating all of this stuff. By the way, so last night I alluded to this, the story that we had dinner with the founder of Patriot Mobile, and we'll have more to tell you about that coming up in the next week or so. But this guy is incredibly active in their community. They live here in Dallas in the South Lake area. And he and his wife and their neighbors were fighting the CRT movement in their school district, and they won. They were incredibly successful, and they actually started a local PAC to take out these leftists who were controlling the school board and city hall in Southlake, Texas. Again, we're talking about Texas, the Lone Star State. But yeah, they got woke people down here too. But they organized together in their small community, and they took out the bad guys. That is what we need to be doing. We're going to get these guys on the show because we want to find out how they did it, so you'll be able to emulate that in your towns and in your communities, because that's how you're going to fight back against all of this wokeness. Now, when we come back, we're going to get into Nancy Pelosi, because she's calling all of you folks out there who are Trump supporters a bunch of white supremacists and racists. And I know they keep calling us every name under the sun, but I want to know from you, based on what you already know about January, was that really about racism? Was that about white supremacy? 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. All right, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show, broadcasting live from the National Religious Broadcasters Convention. Great to have you with us today as we cover some of the big stories, including this breaking news out of Washington. Here's what Nancy Pelosi said just a few moments ago.
The time they need to do the investigation of the causes of this. There are two actual paths. One is about the root causes of it, the white supremacy, the anti-Semitism, the Islamophobia, all the rest of it that was so evident when you see a sweatshirt on one of the people saying Camp Auschwitz. The other is the security of the Capitol and what it means to be ready for such an insurrection. While I think we could have been better prepared, I don't think anybody would have foreseen an insurrection incited by the President of the United States. So the timetable will be as long as it takes. We were agreeable to doing it in a time frame that the Republicans felt comfortable with, but now another month has gone by, and another month has gone by. So we'll just have to make the plan and see how long that takes. Yes, Ted.
All right. That was Nancy Pelosi, the Speaker of the House, where every hour is happy hour. And Nancy Pelosi, never one to shy away from the martini. She says that this is all about white supremacy. What happened on January the 6th, 1-6, is all about white supremacy. Folks, I'm telling you, we still don't know what really went down. You and I have all seen the videos. We saw the police officers standing down. We saw the police officers actually welcoming the crowds into the building. We saw the police officers opening up the doors and allowing the peoples to come into the building. Now, yes, there was some criminal element in that crowd, and we saw that play out. But I still would like an explanation from somebody. I would like for them to explain how you can call what happened on 1-6 an insurrection when nobody had any guns except for the police officers who stood down and allowed the people into the building. Beyond that, I would still love for someone to explain to me why many of those people who were involved in whatever happened on 1-6 are still in jail awaiting trial, while you have charges being dismissed against Black Lives Matter protesters and Antifa thugs, while they were accused of literally burning down city blocks, burning down federal buildings, attacking people, assaulting people, maiming people, but that was okay. No charges. They let those people go. It seems to me at this juncture, we have to believe that the people that are still being held in these jails are being held as political prisoners. political prisoners of the Biden administration. That's my take on it. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. I do want to go to the phones. New Orleans, Louisiana, our good friend, Miss Janice. Hi, Miss Janice. What's going on?
Hey, how you doing, Todd?
I'm well. Thank you for asking.
Yeah, it's always nice talking to you. No, Grace had told me that y'all had played it the other day. This little girl is just phenomenal. I've never seen anything like her. Give her another 9 years, she can become, you know, a politician or something. The little 9-year-old girl in I think it was it Milwaukee or Minnesota? It was some place with an M, where she went before the city council there, the school board council there, because they had said that they were not going to put the Black Lives Matter posters in the school. And then she saw them, and she went before the school board there to tell them that they had lied to her when they said they weren't going to put those in the school. There's no place for that in a school. This is horrible what's happening today, and I hope that more parents will join together, go to these school board meetings, and that they will stand up to these people for what's right. And they don't want, you can't say the Pledge of Allegiance, and you can't do this, that, and the other. I mean, this is getting worse and worse, Todd, and I just hope that the parents are going to really, really get together, group together, and put a stop to it, you know?
And that's what we're going to have to do, Miss Janice. This is what all of us are going to have to do, because this is something that impacts every school district in America. It doesn't matter if you're in a small town or a big city. You are going to be dealing with this issue. So we've got to be in this together. And that's why I'm excited about what happened there in South Lake, Texas. And this young lady, this 9-year-old girl who had the courage to stand up and say something. That, to me, says I have hope in America, and other people do as well.
It's really, really something. And that lady that you were talking about, the one that was complaining because, you know, they want to say the pledge or something, and that she doesn't want that said. She's terrible. That's just a terrible person.
She needs to be out of the classroom, Miss Janice. I mean, that's all there is to it. I mean, we need people in the classroom.
They want to tear down our country.
That's it.
They want to take down and tear down America.
That's it.
We have to
You're absolutely
it.
Right. All right, Miss Janice, I got to come down to New Orleans and visit with you, and we're going to have a meal together. I don't think Miss Janice wants to eat dinner with me, Grace. Did we hang up on Miss Janice? Come on. So, Miss Janice, give us a call back one of these days. We're going to have to figure that out. I'm coming to New Orleans later this year when the humidity subsides, and we're going to have to share a meal together. All right, our good friend Miss Janice from New Orleans, Louisiana. All right, we got time for another call before we've got to take a break here momentarily, but I do want to go back to the phones. WSIC, Tom from North Carolina. It's been so good to hear from all of the WSIC listeners this week. Hi, Tom. Welcome to the show.
Hi, Todd. How are you? Just wanted to say welcome aboard, and everybody in Statesville listens to your show every day. You got a lot of listeners here in town, and I just want to say thank you for all you and your team do. And there are a lot of us out here that are ready to fight the fight to take this country back, and we're ready to do it.
Now, Tom, I'm going to ask you a question here about Statesville. I've never been, but we are coming out to the Billy Graham Library in Charlotte. We're doing a big book signing at the end of July, and I understand that it's kind of in the neighborhood. But if I'm in Statesville, where's a good place for me to go to get some good local food?
Some good local food. There's a good barbecue place, the Old Bob's Barbecue on Wilkesboro Highway. They have great barbecue, and that's one of my go-to places.
Oh, it's called Old Bob's Barbecue?
Yes.
I'm writing this down. Look, Tom, we're not very pretentious folks on this show, And Avery doesn't eat a lot, but we're going to try to make it out there. We don't go to the highfalutin places. We love to go where the local folks eat when we're out on the road. So when we come down there, we're going to drive through Statesville, and we're going to try to grab some grub over at Old Bob's Barbecue, and maybe we can run into you there as well.
Oh, that sounds great. I'd love to meet up with you. Well, I'm going to actually try to make it to your event down at Billy Graham.
Oh, we would love to see all of you folks from WSIC down there at the library. It's going to be a lot of fun. Tom, we're going to put you on hold. Don't go anywhere. Grace is going to send you a copy of my new book, Our Daily Biscuit, Devotions with the Drawl. It does go good with barbecue. Folks, we've got to take a break. This is the Todd Starnes Show.
It's the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Wow, the Todd Starnes Radio Show House Band is kicking it today. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Good to have you with us, broadcasting from the NRB in Dallas, Texas. And who do I run into? I mean, two of the coolest people. I mean, if you're going to party at a Christian convention, you want to hang out with my good friend Mark Hancock from Trail Life USA and Patty Garibay from American Heritage Girls. Patty, Mark, how are you guys doing?
We are great.
Thanks, Todd. It's great to be here. We're doing great, having a great time.
You know, it is sort of fun. You know, you see a lot of these Christian pastors, you know, on TV, and then you see them here at the convention, and they're wearing the Hawaiian shirts and drinking the Shirley Temples, you know, with the little, you know, the fruity umbrellas, you know. But, it's a weird thing, you know, but they're having a good time.
That's right.
Everybody seems to be having a good time.
They do. And of course, at this stage of the convention, everybody's dragging. So, you know, you're normally the first day you've got the buffet line, you know, for breakfast is out the door. And, you know, it was just, you know, me and the server this morning, I think. Hey, I want to talk to you guys about what you do. We talk a lot about fixing the problems in America and the solutions. We're all about solutions on this program. And we've been encouraging people to join Trail Life and American Heritage Girls as great alternatives to the scouting programs that are out there. And, Patty, I'd like to start with you ladies first, Mark. Sorry.
Absolutely.
But, Patty, American Heritage Girls, you guys have been around for a long time, and you're doing some tremendous work. Tell us real quick about what American Heritage Girls is all about.
You betcha. It's a Christ-centered character development program for girls ages 5 to 18. We charter with the local church to bring ministry to families that not only honors their daughters, but also honors the family unit, and moreover, honors the Lord.
And you don't sell the cookies.
Nope cookies here. No Thin Mints. No, none of that stuff. No, it's just whatever the girls choose to fundraise that works well for their troop, they get to choose that, and they get to keep all the profits,
That's
too.
Brilliant. And it's Christ-centered, too. So that's an important part of what you guys are doing.
Absolutely. It's really important for the girls to understand who they are in Christ. They're rooted in Christ. Their identity's in Christ. And that allows them to have not girl power, but the Holy Spirit power in the girl. And that's pretty amazing.
That is pretty amazing. And I want to ask you about more of that in just a moment. But I want to bring Mark in here, because on the boy side, you know, that we've seen the Boy Scouts really struggle. And you guys were birthed out of all of that. And it's just been amazing to see what Trail Life USA is doing. And honestly, how different you guys are from Boy Scouts.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's been quite a journey. About 8 years ago, it was clear that the Boy Scouts were abandoning some of their traditional values and the things that our family loved and so many families across the country. And we knew that churches were going to have to make a different decision about who it is they're partnering with. And so Trail Life was started about 8 years ago. Now we're in almost 900 churches in all 50 states, 30,000 trailmen across the country, doing all those things that you'd expect: handbooks, guides, uniforms, camping, outdoors, all that stuff. Great, robust advancements program. But you're right. It seemed like the Boy Scouts were kind of abandoning that space, and no one was paying attention to boys. So Trail Life has stepped in. We are Christ-centered, and we are boy-focused. We care about boys.
And you wrote a book about that as well. I want you to tell our listeners about the book you wrote about that very issue.
Yeah, Let Boys Be Boys. In fact, it's a free download right now at traillifeusa.com, Let Boys Be Boys. And it talks about winning strategies for leaders of boys. And so I wrote the book for our leaders. leaders. And then men kept saying to me, you know, can I share this with my Sunday school teacher? Can I share this with my son's teacher at school, elementary, because he needs to understand what my son's going through. I said, absolutely. So we rewrote it to speak to all leaders of boys and parents of boys to understand that there are particular strengths to boys. You know, boys and girls are different, Todd. I think that's okay to say in your show.
Well, hold that thought, because that is a triggering statement in the culture right now. And I want us to talk about this briefly, because right now that is a big issue, that boys can be girls can be boys. And you are a girl-specific and boy-specific ministry, and I want you to talk about that. And how important is that?
Oh, for both of us, it's very important, because the Lord created two sexes on purpose, by the way. And so this blurring of the gender lines is something that is so confusing today's young girls and boys. And we are here to affirm them in their sexuality, to help them to understand that to be feminine does not necessarily mean that you wear frills and lace all the time, but that actually you can do a lot of things that are might be considered tomboy, but that doesn't mean you're a boy.
It's a good point, Mark.
Yeah, this, the social direction they're taking right now, it still feels new to us as adults, but to kids, they've been raised in this environment. They don't know anything different than a gender-blurring type environment, and it's confusing boys and girls. Boys are now twice as likely to be special education, three times more likely to be ADHD. They're falling behind girls in every single category. They're suffering. They're like the canaries in the coal mine, and they've stopped singing because they recognize that there's stuff in the culture that just doesn't fit with the way that it is that are designed, and they feel out of place, and they're falling behind in so many areas.
And even beyond just the gender confusion out there, I think there's also the issue of feminizing boys across the board, Mark.
Yeah, and that's why we think that the male-focused environment, Trail of USA, is good for boys. You can't grow good and godly men in an environment that doesn't include good and godly men. And so at a certain level in our program, our boys are led 100% by male mentors in the field. When they're out doing their activities, it's all men, all boys. And where do you find that environment now? Well, that's powerful for boys, and especially single moms who are trying to raise sons, and they've been crying out to God for a good and godly man to help raise their sons. They're loving Trail Life because their sons are being surrounded by godly men who are helping to instruct them in how to become a godly man.
We just have a few seconds here, but Patty, where can folks go if they want to get more information about American Heritage Girls and then Mark Trail Life?
AmericanHeritageGirls.org.
TrailLifeUSA.com.
All right, you had 30 seconds. You want to throw anything out? I mean, that was fast.
Absolutely. I wanted to add something, if I could, Todd,
sure.
That even if you don't find a troop in your area, when you go to that website and you may want to still be a member, you can do that with American Heritage Girls. We've just opened it up to girls who's maybe they're in their locale, that troop is full. Maybe that in their locale, that troop is non-existent, but they want to put the toe in the water. They can do that through the trail.
If only politicians on this show were as pithy as you two. Well done. All right, Mark Hancock and Patty Garibay, Trail Life USA, American Heritage Girls. Folks, we've got links to their websites on our live show blog. These are two great organizations, two great ministries to get your kids involved in. Maybe you have grandkids and they're looking for something to do. Get them plugged into these incredible ministries. They have my endorsement. So you know they're organizations that you can trust and that your kids are just going to have a blast. All right, that music means we've got to scoot out of here, folks. We have another full hour of conversation coming your way from the Gaylord Texan. 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. This is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.
Coast to coast and border to border from Memphis, Tennessee. It's America's favorite gun-toting, Bible-clinging deplorable.
That's us. That's right. I love this American ride.
Todd Starnes.
Oh, yeah. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, it is Todd Starnes. We are not in Memphis or Lynchburg, Virginia. We are in Dallas, Texas at the Gaylord Texan Hotel.
for the National Religious Broadcasters Meeting. This is our final broadcast day from Dallas. We'll be back in Memphis tomorrow, and we are just so delighted that you are hanging out with us today as we have some great fun here at the NRB in one of the grand cavernous hallways. By the way, earlier on, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo was on the program, and you'll be able to... Are we taking selfies here, guys? Is that where we're... All right, very good. I'll get to who's hanging out with us in a minute. But if you missed the Pompeo interview, you can go to the podcast at toddstarnes.com and download that for free. So we're about to engage in some radio shenanigans with the two good friends, Scott Lamb and Ryan Helfenbein from the Standing for Freedom Center. Guys, have you been causing issues?
Oh, every day, up and down the hallway.
I get us into trouble, Todd, but Scott gets us out of trouble.
You know, Todd, we actually take selfies in the studio back in Lynchburg. We just, you know, you don't see us doing that, but we're always proud to be on your show, and we like to commemorate it with selfies every time.
It's always the Liberty University, guys.
That's right.
At the center of the of the fun, yes, and the frivolity here at NRB. So, first of all, what are you guys doing here? What's happening?
Well, we've come here to obviously hang out with you, but so many other freedom,
well, that goes without saying,
absolutely, yeah, but so many other freedom loving patriots who love the gospel and love this country, and we're also here to talk about our new show that's coming out in August.
Right. Yeah, NRB is a place where a lot of people come to network with people who like to talk. Todd, you're one of those guys. We were those people. The more, the merrier. Christians who know the Bible and who read the daily newspaper and want to bring those two things together and have some interaction about that.
It seems as though one of the themes of this conference has been addressing the cancel culture movement, and it's especially hit the Christian community hard. I mean, even a lot of the conservative networks are really no longer giving a platform to evangelicals and definitely social conservatives, which is why it's important, you know, what you guys are doing at Standing for Freedom and, of course, your new radio show.
Absolutely. I think what's interesting in this moment with the cancel culture and the deplatforming, the demonetization, you're starting to see who really loves, Todd, who really loves liberty and loves the faith and who merely admires it. Who's willing to actually fight?
And speaking of fighting it, right there in Virginia, we've had in the news this week at a school board meeting up in
Loudoun County.
Yeah, Loudoun County. I don't know if you already talked about that today, but I was so thrilled to see parents.
Yep.
You know, the issue right now is CRT and the revision of history. But just to see parents actually care enough to show up, you know, they got lives, they got busy lives and work schedules, but they just show up and just say enough is enough. You know, we pay the taxes. These are our kids and grandkids going to taxpayer-funded schools to basically learn to hate America, hate the traditions that our country is built on.
And you guys would be proud because yesterday we talked about this issue in the second row. At that school board meeting, we had our student worker from Liberty, Charlotte Hazard, who's one of our writers, and she was there not only writing stories about it, but posting video as the crowd started, you know, singing the national anthem as the police started yanking people out of the building.
You know, Ty, you do wonder if when the videos of these kinds of interactions come out, if it's going to be another Tea Party-ish movement. I mean, you feel like that there's something brewing, like enough is enough, you know? And we can all remember where we were when the Tea Party kind of element started. Like, look, I don't care, you know, what the Republican Party is or is not going to do. We're going to do something, you know? Mm-hmm. And if they're going to ignore us, we're going to take it upon ourselves to do something.
And again, this is why it is so vitally important that we are proactive. You know, our show is about solutions. And, you know, Standing for Freedom, you guys are a solution to the problem. Liberty University, making sure you're sending your kids to a rock-solid university that is, you know, the foundation is Christ, raising champions for Christ. And that is, you know, that's just not flippant talk, Scott. This is the mission of that great school.
Absolutely. We're about ready to enter our 50th anniversary year. And, of course, that goes back to Jerry Falwell from the pulpit of his church, his local church, on a Sunday night in January of 1971, saying, look, guys, we need to have a Christian university. At that time, it was a college, but we need to have a college where we can build out the Christian worldview into the college-age crowd, and so we can send them out as champions for Christ. 50 years later, we're still doing the same thing.
It was
just
a dairy farm.
Yeah,
you know?
It really was.
It's incredible.
Started in the church with 50 people. So
it's amazing. And of course, an incredible sports program. I remember Jerry Sr., he wanted to be able to compete on the same level as Notre Dame. And
you guys are surpassing Notre Dame.
Yes, know? Coach Freeze, Coach McKay, they're doing an excellent job. Football program, basketball programs. And we got tons of sports at Liberty. And guess what? It's a great place to send your son or daughter to compete. And we are holding the line on biblical truth.
Well, and not just compete, but the athletes have some of the highest GPAs. Todd, they have the higher GPAs by far than what I had. And I wasn't even an athlete in college. I don't have any excuse not to have gotten better grades. But great grades. And then chaplains among the students, not all of them come into Liberty as Christians, mind you. They're just good athletes, some of them. And yet they find Christ while they're here.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, it's an amazing thing that's happening at Liberty. And again, it is vitally important for the country and the culture, what you guys are doing. And Ryan, I know we ran into each other at the Southern Baptist Convention meeting.
Yes.
And it was fascinating to see how these issues are even impacting denominations around the country.
That's absolutely right. And it's not going away. I remember about a year and a half ago, I knew what critical race theory was simply because I studied liberal theology at a conservative seminary. And when I was studying it, I thought, oh, this is interesting as a theoretical exercise. But the reality is that all ideas have consequences. They make their way into the public square. It's just like all water flows into the ocean, right? Eventually it makes its way there, and it now has it's reached a fever pitch. And I think parents, and I'm so heartened to see the grassroots campaign, we see parents now standing up. It's like that old Buckley principle. He said, I trust more people in the Boston phone book than I do on the faculty of Harvard University. Parents know better. Yes, they know better. And guess what? They have a greater concern over their children than those that are on the left. It is their money that's putting them in school, and they care about their son or daughter more than anyone else.
You know, it's fascinating you bring that up, Buckley, who I'm just an avid reader of, and just really the I wouldn't say the founder, but he really did, I guess you can call him the founder of the modern-day conservative movement.
Absolutely.
In America. And someone was giving me some grief. I'd given a speech at a conservative gathering, and they pulled me aside and they said, "Man, you know, Starnes, we like you, but you're always talking about God. You're always talking about religion. Why do you do that when you're talking about conservatism?" And I told him, I said, "Man, because that's the foundation of conservatism. I mean, when you look at William F. Buckley and you read his books, even the battles at Yale, you know, God and man at Yale, these were religious issues, and these were issues dealing with communism. And here we are, years after his death, and guys, we're facing those same issues today."
I think one of the things that we have to be really aware of, Todd, in all of this is that people will renounce certain terms like, oh, I hate CRT, I hate socialism. They'll accept the tenets. I believe in systemic racism. I believe that there is some kind of economic oppression. You can't renounce the term and accept yet the terminology and the tenets. Does that make sense?
It does make sense.
You know, in the 1990s and early 2000s, the buzzword among evangelicals was to be watch out for postmodernism. And then all of a sudden, you're not talking about it anymore, and people think, oh, we must have done it. We must have fought it off. Well, no, it just kind of went back underground again, and then it reemerges. Essentially, it's a religion without foundations. It's a religion
Like a hydra.
Yeah, without foundations, without a real belief in the authority of Scripture to govern one's life and to point you toward the lordship of Christ. Did that actually go away? That didn't go away. It just comes back around 20 years later in different forms, you know?
And now we can gather at places like this, and we're assembling the Avengers, you know, to fight back, you know, and to do it with, you know, again, we had Mike Pompeo on earlier. And
I love Mike.
He's great. I told him, I said, you know, they've thrown everything at you, and yet you're still happy, you're still standing, you're still fighting, and it looks like you're a pretty hopeful person. And he said flat out, that's because of my relationship with Jesus Christ. And
a joyful warrior.
A happy warrior, joyful warrior. And that's what we're called to be.
Absolutely.
All right, real quick, guys. So you're getting into the radio talk business. Are y'all coming after my position?
Oh, yeah, we're coming right. Emulating you. Flattery.
That's right.
Imitation is the
best. Please take my
flattery.
Job.
No, we're going to have a 30-minute live radio show, mainly because we've got a lot of great students there at Liberty who can jump in there with us. And we got the idea that, you know, if people out there are looking for a place to send their students and they hear some real vibrant, you know, smart, conservative, Bible-based students speaking into the airwaves with us, you know, playing the host. That they might say, well, maybe I'll send my kids to Liberty to get that kind of grounding.
That's exciting.
We have the makings of a new conservative farm system. And we're raising up the next generation of freedom fighters who are going to be journalists. They're going to be out there getting into the public arena.
Like Shannon Bream, one of our alums.
Absolutely.
You know. Well, she had to start somewhere, and we're looking for opportunities for the next generation.
We're going to grow Bream. It. Yeah. Yep, absolutely. Yeah.
By the way, I know this is heartbreaking for you guys. I want to share this breaking news. Mumford & Sons, they're announcing that – I tried to say this with a straight face, guys. But their guitarist, Winston Marshall, is quitting the band because he wants to speak his mind about politics.
Okay.
So
now, he's the one who praised the book that came out. Is that the one that
Yes. Okay. And he announced this, of course, on Medium, which is, you know, that's the blog site for woke people, I suppose.
Yeah. So, wow. Yeah. Well, I will say that, Todd, the left has been speaking their mind about politics. It's time for people on the right to do so.
Yeah.
The conservative, non-political conservative position is the thing that actually invites political correctness. And people more than ever need clarity. You have to speak clear. You have to shoot at the target and hit the target.
And I feel bad for this guy. Part of me feels bad for this guy because here he is, you know, out there, and I think he was supporting – he was just tweeting about Andy Ngo's book, yeah, you know. Yeah. And here you got a guy out there, and he feels like he has to, you know, back away and apologize. Do not apologize unless you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
And I just get so frustrated by these folks that, you know, they're afraid of the mob. Mm. And you just got to find some boldness and courage and get your backbone in order and, you know – take
that's
a stand.
Right. Yeah. That's right.
Which is what you guys do.
Only God can stiffen the spine, so read his word. And I would also just say only God can give us the sense of optimism, the eternal optimism to know, listen, because we hope in Christ, in Jesus Christ, and he is our sure foundation, hey, tomorrow is going to be better.
Well said. Well said. All right, guys, we got to leave it there. So, folks, don't listen to Mumford & Sons. That's the lesson here. That's the takeaway. All right, gentlemen, thank you so much. We've got a link to the Standing for Freedom Center on our live show blog. This is the Todd Stern Show.
From the front lines of the culture war, it's Todd Starnes.
Welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. We are so honored that you have chosen to hang out with us 3 hours every day, Monday through Friday. Want to give you an update on the situation down in the Miami Beach area where rescuers are still trying to recover bodies from this massive collapse of a condo building. It's sort of an L-shaped tower, and one of the legs just completely collapsed about 1:30 this morning. The headline, one of the realtors in the area says, well, it was an okay building. So I'm not sure what that means, but said that, you know, they were doing upgrades and things of that nature, but there were no signs of anything like this happening. So Surfside is the community, and people are saying that one couple, they woke up. They heard what they thought was thunder. They went out onto the balcony, and they open up the door to the building's hallway, and they see piles of rubble and smoke billowing all over the place, and they couldn't even get out past the doorway. People were screaming for help. Many were rescued by firefighters using a cherry picker, and they were plucking people off the balconies. But just a horrible situation there. The building's county mandated 40-year recertification process was actually going on, but it was there were no problems. There was nothing unusual. They said a building inspector was there on site on Wednesday. So again, this is all just a very, very bizarre situation. Very bizarre. And we want to bring you an update here. Avery sending this information on another breaking news story. The New York Appellate Court has suspended Rudy Giuliani's law license. There is the official statement. We conclude Giuliani communicated demonstrably false and misleading statements as lawyer for former President Trump and the Trump campaign in connection with Trump's failed effort at reelection. So what they're basically saying is that Rudy lied about there being fraud and that there were voting improprieties. Well, how can they possibly conclude that when there are investigations still underway and these investigations are, in fact, uncovering voter fraud? So this is nothing more than a hit job on Rudy Giuliani. But the reality is the election may be over and done with. But the reality is the investigations are still underway and the investigations are revealing that there was voter fraud. Now, was President Trump and his legal team able to prove that? Not initially. But let's see what happens here. There's no way Trump. Now, there were people out there on the far, far right, and they're saying, well, Trump's going to, you know, something's going to happen, and Trump's going to be reinstated in August, and he's going to be president of the United States again. Well, I have yet to see the proof of that. And if you don't have the proof, if you physically do not have the proof, then just shut up, because that's not helping matters at all. But if you've got the proof, and let me caveat that by saying, well, Todd, I saw this on a Reddit blog, and this person, John Q. Anonymous, on the Reddit blog was saying that we've got all the evidence, we found the ballots, and okay, fine, let's see the evidence. And that's all. I remember during this entire process when you had the president's attorneys up there and they were making all of these accusations, and yet there was no concrete evidence. There was no actual proof. Do I believe the Democrats cheated? Absolutely. But we don't have the proof. And those of you who say, well, there was this vast right-wing conspiracy, well, that's just a load of hooey. Come on, folks. We're all grown-ups here. But I do believe there was voter fraud. Was it enough to sway the election? Well, let's see what the investigations say. But so far, there's been no evidence. And if you don't have the evidence, you don't have anything except conjecture. And that's a hard thing for people to understand. It truly is. All right, 844-747-8868 is our toll-free telephone number. That's 844-747-8868. Coming up, we've got a great story from our friends over at First Liberty Institute. Big, big victory to tell you about involving the military. And also, just a reminder that we have had a very successful launch of our Daily Biscuit. And right now, the books are sold out everywhere except our store. So if you'd like a copy, you need to go over there right now and get yourself a copy. 844-747-8868. This is the Todd Starnes Show. Texas, but I really do miss my pillow. I do. I just haven't been sleeping very well here. And also, I've been sneezing. So I kind of miss my thunderstorm air purifier. You know, I've been telling you guys about this thing. I've had it for about a month and a half now, and this thing has completely, radically changed how I look at springtime, especially with all the allergies and the pollen in the air. The Eden Pure Thunderstorm Air Purifier. Actually, I don't know how they do it, but they eliminate all the molecules that cause you to sneeze and get the watery eyes. And you're actually able to open up your windows and enjoy the fresh air during the spring and the summer months. So I really want to encourage you to get one of these things. They have become a good friend of this program. And the air purifier is not one of these huge things that you have to worry about. It's about the size of the Apple TV device on your entertainment system. So just plug that sucker in and let it do its job, and you don't even know it's there. And you're going to be feeling better. You're going to be breathing better. You're just going to feel great. So what I want you to do right now, go to EdenPure.com. EdenPureDeals.com. That's EdenPureDeals.com. Use the code word Todd, and they're going to give you some great discounts, and they're also going to throw in free shipping, but you have to go to EdenPureDeals.com and use the code word Todd. Well, lots of great guests all this week here on the show as we wrap up our broadcast from Dallas. And we're very honored to have with us Jeremy Dice from First Liberty Institute. Jeremy, you guys are always in the middle of all the big battles in this country, and you're always on the right side. Good to have you with us.
It's good to be here and to be here in person.
So you guys are making headlines with a lot of the stories you've or a lot of the cases you've been covering, including one where we actually have a victory to celebrate involving a chaplain in the military.
Yeah, Chaplain Calvert is an Army chaplain, and he was reprimanded by the Army for posting something on Facebook. He had posted, and this is during the time when transgender service members were not permitted, and he posted something about that on his Facebook page, and someone investigated that, took it upon themselves to write him up, but we can tell you happily now that the Army has reversed course on that. They've issued something that will hopefully lead to his complete exoneration and shouldn't slow him down from becoming, you know, the next rank and all that kind of thing. So we're very happy that Chaplain Calvert and, frankly, all the chaplains are going to be able to have the freedom that they should have when they're in the United States military.
Jerry, we've heard from Senator Tom Cotton, who has created a hotline for the rank and file to reach out in the event they're coming under attack. Critical race theory. I mean, there are lots of attacks underway. Of course, religious liberty was a big one during the Obama administration years. Are you guys starting to see an uptick in those cases?
Yeah, sadly, that is the case. And especially as they get more and more into the discussion of extremism in the military, you know, one of the things they're studying on that. In fact, my colleague Mike Barry is even on a study commission with the inside the Pentagon on this issue. And they're looking at what about what's posted on social media. Well, if they do to Chaplain Calvert before they put in these new restrictions that they're proposing, you know, what are they going to do once they have those restrictions that they put into place here on things? So what should listeners do? Well, look, if you have something that Senator Cotton has called you to say, hey, come and call me, go call Senator Cotton and then make a call to First Liberty Institute at firstliberty.org to see if we can help you there as well.
Because, again, you guys, I wouldn't say are very selective, but you make sure that you're going to be taking on cases that are, you know, are winnable and are going to make an impact in the culture.
Right. I mean, look, our mission is to defend religious liberty for all Americans, and that includes in our houses of worship, our military, our schools, as well as in the public square. And we're going to use these things to make sure that we have the maximum amount of protection for our religious liberty, our first liberty, as much as we possibly can.
Where do you see all of this going? I mean, we are just barely, a year into the Biden administration, and if you put politics aside, the reality is they have promised to be more tolerant and more diverse, and that normally means more intolerance directed at people of faith.
Yeah, look, I think you've covered that this week with the IRS case that we're dealing with here, where they said, look, because you teach biblical values, those are so closely affiliated with the Republican Party as to make your organization partisan. Well, if that's going to be the new standard, that certainly is not tolerant by any stretch of the imagination, and it's really going to put at risk a lot of religious ministries around the country who have that same point of view.
Here with us in the Liberty University guest chair is our good friend Jeremy Dice from First Liberty Institute. Folks, the radical left is plotting a Supreme Court coup. Their agenda, add four new liberal justices to the Supreme Court. And you have until August 15th to make your voice heard, a chance to tell the Biden Commission to oppose court packing by going right now to supremecoup.com/Starnes. That's supremecoup.com/Starnes. Jeremy, that's a big deal for you guys.
It is a huge deal. Yeah, I mean, look, if we don't have judges that are fair or justices that are fair, what use are our civil rights at all? And so, yeah, we're looking right now at trying to figure out how do we influence this court, this commission, to defend, shockingly, the status quo. Look, next week, a week from yesterday, they're going to be meeting for the second time, this presidential commission on the Supreme Court. And they're already pitching ideas to study here that are so crazy. Things like whether it would take a supermajority of justices to overturn an act of Congress. Well, if I remember my civics lessons correctly, Article 3, that's exactly what the Supreme Court is supposed to do by a majority vote. They're supposed to review acts of Congress to make sure they align with the Constitution itself. They're also talking about expanding the size of the court. No surprise there. They've been preaching that for a long time. But then they would create smaller panels of that court for your case to be heard in front of through a lottery system. So I guess we're not going to have panels of justices chosen by the ping pong balls that choose the lottery for us all these days. I mean, these are some ridiculous proposals that are putting into place. At SupremeCoup.com, you can get involved in opposing this along with us.
You see, I think this is great. And again, letting your voice, ladies and gentlemen, be heard, you know, that's the whole point of this. SupremeCoup.com/Starnes, and you'll be able to take part in that. Jeremy, congratulations. Always good when you guys have a winning day over at First Liberty Institute.
Thanks for having us, and we love winning. We do it a lot, so we'd like to do it more.
Love it. All right, Jeremy, thanks a lot. Good seeing you.
Thanks for having me.
All right, 844-747-8868. By the way, President Biden announcing that they have a bipartisan deal worked out on infrastructure that has nothing to do with infrastructure. $1.9 trillion, ladies and gentlemen. We'll follow developments on that. Also, Senator Ted Cruz just announcing the hashtag Free Britney. So Senator Cruz now weighing in on the Britney Spears controversy. Hashtag Free Britney. Lord help us. We'll be right back.
It's Radio Free America. Todd Starnes.
All right, folks, welcome back to the Todd Starnes Radio Show. An honor to have you with us on the final day of our broadcast here in Dallas, Texas. We're going to be back in a couple of weeks, actually. I'll be giving a keynote address at CPAC. President Trump also speaking at CPAC. And we're going to be doing our show from Dallas. It's going to be a lot of fun. But we have had a great time here at the NRB. And I've met a lot of great folks. And we appreciate you guys being patient with us as we've sort of reworked our regular lineup on the show to accommodate all of our great guests. Also, just a reminder that you can still pre-order a book or order a book, our Daily Biscuit, at the Todd Starnes store. And we're promoting that big time only because, you know, we were not, you know, Fox took a pass. You know, they don't want to promote the Biscuit book. And we want to promote the Biscuit book because it's got a great message about America. But that's okay because Fox is very involved and very busy right now celebrating Pride Month at the Fox News corner of the world. We don't judge. We just share that info with you. All right, just a few moments ago, President Biden got real super creepy at the White House. Here's what he had to say after announcing this $1.9 trillion in the infrastructure. Let's take a listen.
$1.9 trillion relief so far. They're going to be getting checks in the mail that are consequential this week for child.
I see old people. Grace Baker, what's wrong with that guy?
I don't know, and apparently he just did it again, more whispering.
Pay them more.
What in the world?
Pay them more.
I mean, what is up with this guy? And he's like, got his eyes get really wide. I'm not, okay, I don't want to assume things here, Todd, but when I'm watching the video, does he look a little off to you?
I think somebody put something in the Geritol this morning.
I wasn't going to say anything.
I mean, the eyes are big as saucers.
That's what I was thinking. Kind of like he was in that debate, remember?
Yeah. I'm looking at Dalton Glasscock, who's sitting next to me, and he, you know, he was a fraternity guy, so he probably knows something about the big saucer eyes.
Whoa!
Does that imply, like, no, I'm not saying that he did that, but He's smiling and looking very agitated right now.
Yeah.
So I think we hit a sore spot. So hold on. I think Biden is whispering something again. I'm a senile old man.
Pay them more.
Pay them more.
There he goes again.
Oh, my gosh.
This is the same press conference.
Something is just not right here.
And he, like, crouches down to the mic. Pay them more.
$1.9 trillion.
Jeez, hello.
I'm sorry. It's not funny, but it is funny.
And you know, Kamala Harris is, so we got it. All right, so look, Grace, I want you to tell Avery he has to post a second story now with the second, we should call him what, the Whisperer? I don't understand.
The press
what is
whisperer?
This guy doing? The Press Whisperer. I love it. I love it. Unbelievable. All right, Grace, do we still have calls?
Yes, we do. They actually stuck around during that entire segment, which I want to applaud them.
Well done. So let's go to, so let's try Keith in North Carolina, listening to us on the talk station. Keith, your president is whispering at you.
I'm going to tell you, Todd, you've made me laugh. I've got a question for you before I get into the conversation. Did you and Trump get together and flip a coin to see who went first or second?
Well, look, let me tell you something, Keith. That's a fine question, and I still don't know when I'm speaking. I'm speaking on Saturday, and so is the president. So we just have to make sure I'm not the guy after the president because everybody's going to leave. And that's a tough gig. That's a tough spot.
That's what I was thinking. The reason that I call, though, is that you were talking about the election and the results and all that stuff. I was a plaintiff's lawyer. The defense, in this case, which would have been the state, if you delay and act as if and you deny and you delay, then eventually the time runs. And if you don't have any proof, you can't win. So all you got to do is keep the proof from getting to the plaintiff. And that may very well have been the case here. And after a while, that proof can disappear.
Yeah, look, Keith, it was a debacle. And I have to tell you, I think, you know, ultimately we are to blame for what happened in 2020 because we kept our eye off the ball. And I think now we all understand how important it is for us to stay engaged on the state level in some of these election commissions and the school board. Because when you take your eye off the ball and you allow the Democrats to come in and take over, well, you have bad things happen. And I think that's what's happened here. And I do believe that we're getting our act together in places like Georgia, for example. And I know our WDUN listeners will probably be able to know this more than I do because they are there. But I think they've learned their lesson, and I think they're going to get their house in order. Keith, thank you for the call, and thank you for listening. Let's go to Joe in Iowa, listening to us on the live stream. Hi, Joe. What's on your mind today?
Hey, John. I'm just getting tired of the hypocrisy going on. I mean, they disbarred Rudy, but yet how many attorneys on the left are going to be disbarred for all the lies that they spread about Trump collusion or Russian collusion? None. And we're just supposed to accept it. It gets really, really tired, really old, really quick.
You know what? You're absolutely right. And we've got to call it out, and we've got to call it out ferociously. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of it. Yeah. And you're absolutely right. They're targeting Rudy. They want to take him out. And this is, look, these people are not messing around, Joe. They want to take out anybody who supported and defended this president. And we're going to be there fighting as loud as we can with our voice. But it's going to take all of us together to do that.
I agree. I hope when Trump wins again that he's learned something from the last time. You get rid of all the holdovers and you put your people in place.
Joe, I want to read something. This just came. Speaking of Trump, I just got an email from the president, and I want to share with you what he just said. He's defending Rudy Giuliani. And Joe, thanks for the call. I'm going to let you hang up so you can listen to this on the radio. Here's what the president says. Can you believe that New York wants to strip Rudy Giuliani, a great American patriot, of his law license because he has been fighting what has already been proven to be a fraudulent election? The greatest mayor in the history of New York City, the Elliot Ness of his generation. Oh, that's a great line. One of the greatest crime fighters our country has ever known. And this is what the radical left does to him. All of New York is out of control. Crime is at an all-time high. It's nothing but a witch hunt, and they should be ashamed of themselves. Take back America. That is the message from President Trump, and he's spot on. Let me explain to you how screwed up things are in New York City. Right now, you have Andrew Cuomo, who is responsible for the deaths of thousands of elderly people in those senior homes, those senior retirement centers, those nursing homes. He's able to walk the streets. He's able to live his life and be governor. And yet they're going after Rudy Giuliani because he simply defended, to the best of his ability, the president of the United States. Look at Bill de Blasio. Right now, criminals are allowed to prowl the streets of New York City and do horrible things to law-abiding citizens, innocent people. And they're not incarcerated. They're allowed to walk the streets with abandon. That's okay, but they're going to go after Rudy Giuliani. I find that to be reprehensible, absolutely reprehensible. Well, folks, we are going to wrap things up here. It has been a lot of fun. And, Grace, I know you guys have had a vacation because I have not been there all week.
So well, it's had to have been enjoyable. The news never stops, Todd, so we keep busy.
All right. Well, tomorrow I am taking a day off. It's been a bit crazy. Our days have been literally 6 a.m. to about 10 p.m. And one of the things we've been doing here is meeting with a lot of folks who are so excited about the show. And they actually want to come on board, become new sponsors of the show. So we're going to be announcing a lot of new sponsors of the program. And we've actually picked up a few new stations, and we'll be announcing those next week.
That's exciting. I can't wait to hear because I don't even know.
It's going to be fun.
Top secret.
These sponsors, it's they're right up there with Mike Lindell quality. I will just leave it there.
Well, that's quite the tease.
It's yes. So we'll make some announcements next week about that. Anyway, I'm driving down. I actually drove down from Memphis. It's about a 6-hour drive. So about to hit Dallas traffic at the Metroplex.
We might save you some. Well, okay, sorry. All the pulled pork barbecue pizza's gone, or we'd save you some, Todd.
Wait, you guys had barbecued pulled pork pizza?
Yeah.
Let me guess, Garibaldi's.
Yep.
One of the pizza joints
yeah.
in Memphis.
I don't have any left. I'm sorry. We'll get you some next week, okay?
That's unfortunate. All right. Well, I can always go through drive-thru. All right, Grace, Kyle, you guys be good. Heading back to Memphis, folks. We're going to have a great show. Jeff Stein filling in tomorrow from radio station KXEL. It's been a lot of fun. Signing off from the National Religious Broadcasters, this is the Todd Starnes Radio Show.